have a lot of participants joining online. We know the BML team, the management very well. So we'll just, without wasting time, we'll start. And if anybody has any questions, please introduce yourself before asking the question. Thank you. Start.
Thanks for the opportunity. Can these existing business, which are the major growth drivers now in the relationship, how do we see the next 3 years growth playing off? As well as, I mean, with this maritime opportunity opening up, how do we see that?
Well, thank you very much. So I presume presentation is not required. We go straight to the discussion. So if you look at the current order book, which is roughly 16,300 crores, 65% of it is made up of rail metro, 35% defense, 30% defense, and maybe 5% mining. Mining, as we have in the past also, we have conveyed that it's a very fast turnaround time product, except for some large, for some high-end mining equipment, where the manufacturing time cycle is more. Otherwise, it's the rail and metro and defense which will be driving. In the next 3 years, the focus will be, the key drivers will be the rail and metro vertical and the defense aerospace vertical. Mining should remain flat, maybe a growth of 3 to 5% per annum. I don't see much opportunity size in mining beyond that. But the best thing about mining is that since it's a fast turnaround time, so our cash, our sales turnover is taken care of, a baseline is taken care of. The challenge in mining is the changing acquisition model of Coal India. We are largely dependent on Coal India from the departmental purchase to the MDO model. When it comes to the MDO model, the MDOs they prefer not to invest in CapEx rather than in OpEx, and rather than high-end mining equipment, they will go for lower-end mining equipment where we are not present. The second challenge factor is that they would also sometimes prefer the second-hand equipment from the second-hand market. To take care of these challenges, Coal India is also expected to come out with a long-term policy, a policy where they will have long-term contracts with MDOs, 25-year contract, and they will also have provisions where keeping in mind the DGMS requirements and the throughput requirements. So then the MDOs will also be able to go for high-end mining equipment acquisition model. That is one thing. Second is if you look at the future of coal, there will be more focus on sustainable mining, green mining. And there are two things. One is even the open cast mine, rather than drilling, blasting, straight away going with surface miner is going to be the next thing. And there we have just entered into an agreement with the TESMEC of Italy. And we'll be shortly looking at how to work with them in some of the tenders which are going to come up. Next is the continuous miner, because the underground mining from the current 25 million ton per annum production, it is envisaged a 4 times jump in the next 5, 6 years, 200 million ton. And continuous mining, we have been trying to find a partner. Till now, we have not zeroed upon anybody, but shortly we should be ready with a partner and ready to participate in the underground mechanized mining sector as well. As far as the rail and metro and defense is concerned, from the current order book of 16,300, we should end the year with a 20,000 plus order book, and the bulk of it will come from the rail and metro and defense to some extent. Let us have a look at how the rail metro sector behaves. 24, 25, Rail and Metro had a sudden dip, which I would call an aberration. From the 38% contribution, it went down to 19% contribution, mainly because we didn't have the orders to execute. We had the orders, but the execution cycle had not yet started. So the orders that we secured in 2023, 2022, 2024, now it is reaching that stage. For example, the Bangalore Metro, which we unveiled yesterday, now it will go into bulk production. Maybe this month we'll supply another rake, the second train also. We'll try for the third train also. And in the current financial year, at least 8 to 10 trains. Next year, it will reach its, it will be even more. Total is more than 53 trains with the latest order of 405 crores, 414 crores, which we received. Next is the Chennai Metro. The Chennai Metro will also be in the proto rollout stage in the year 26-27. Then we have the Mumbai Metro beyond 63 trains, which will also start giving us the revenue from 26-27, not in 25-26. So 26-27 will be the financial year when three major metro projects will be, one major metro project will be reaching its peak and two other metro projects will just begin, just start. Then 27-28 will be there when three projects will go on parallel. And that's a huge number. Similarly, for the commuter rail, currently we have the order for LHB coaches, we have the Vande Sleeper, we have the high-speed train proto order, plus some track machine orders. The Vande Sleeper execution will, a majority will be done this year and some spillover will go to the next financial year. LHB coaches, we are supposed to execute the entire lot by November next year. So we'll do a part of it, maybe 20% in the current financial year and 80% will go to the next year. So next year, we will see a quantum jump in the rail and metro revenue in absolute terms as well as the percentage contribution. Same is with defense. So defense, if you have a look at the presentation, you can go to the next slide, Sachi. Next. Yeah. Go back one slide. Yeah. Here, the mechanical minefield marking equipment, the self-propelled mine barrier, the command post vehicle, all this will come up for the bulk production. Mechanical minefield already has come up for bulk production, but next year we'll see all these three going for bulk production. And these are the systems, basically. We have made a distinct shift from being only a high mobility vehicle supplier to the complete system. For that reason, we have created another new SBU, which is the strategic systems. Apart from that, there are some more orders we'll be working for. But let us understand, in the defense sector, if a tender comes today, it will be at least 5 years by when the bulk production will start, because there will be some time for ordering. After the ordering, we have to design, develop the equipment on NCNC basis, field it. It has to undergo extensive field trials for almost 2 years, 1.5 to 2 years. Reports being submitted and the price being opened. And after that, if some bidder becomes successful, then there is a time period which is needed to start the bulk production. So the current order book of defense is again mostly the platform and some of these strategic systems, which will be, which will come up for bulk production in the next financial year. So next financial year should see a further uptake in the defense revenue. This year itself, we are expecting at least a 70 to 80% growth in the defense revenue. Last year, we almost doubled the defense revenue, the contribution of defense in totality. So these two will be the growth drivers for the coming few years for the company. If it now coming to the maritime crane, so maritime crane is entirely a new area, but it is something which we are trying to build based on our existing competencies, that is in sheet metal fabrication and hydraulics and power line. So maritime crane, there are two types of cranes that we are looking for. One is the shipbuilding cranes like the Goliath cranes, and second is the port operation cranes like the ship to shore crane and other port handling equipment. Put together, there is a requirement of at least 50 ship to shore cranes per annum. And if we are able to fulfill that, this itself will give us a revenue of around 4,000 to 5,000 crore. Once this business gets going, it will take some time for this business to get going. We are going for a graded approach. We will try to work first with our existing facilities and try to work out a model of contract manufacture or a TOT. But eventually, we have to move to a location which has a waterfront and which has a port, because these cranes otherwise cannot be transported through road or rail. It has to be transported through water. So maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, this vertical alone will give 4,000 crore plus. That is how we envisage the coming few years.
Finding an equipment, we have large bays are there, and we have also around 20% kind of a service revenue. Is that a large part of the mining bay service revenue?
Yes, it is
So
almost.
we are 5%. So and service revenue will be in addition to that. If you can give some.
I'm talking about the 5% overall for the mining vertical, including the service and equipment. If we are able to successfully enter the surface miner and the continuous miner segment, and number two, the overburden removal equipment that we are currently supplying to the coal sector mostly. We are also focusing on enhancing our exports revenue from these equipment, and there is a huge demand for such equipment from the Middle East, from the GCC region, from the Australian CIS countries, and the Asia Pacific. So we are focusing on these four regions, and of course Africa. So the idea is to move away from the overdependence on Coal India and its subsidiaries to a market where there will be a continuous availability of orders, and which does not depend on the seasonality or the monsoon cycle. So currently, basically, if you look at the trend of the revenue, the first two quarters are generally dull, and it gears up from the third quarter. Unfortunately, this year, because of the rains getting enhanced to October as well, though the tendering activity itself has been delayed by Coal India. And now in the next couple of months, we will see a huge gamut of tenders which have already been floated. They will be finalized. So the entire pressure comes to the second half of the third quarter as well as the entire fourth quarter. So we are also trying to get away from this so that we have a equitable distribution of revenue across all the four quarters. And this is possible, number one, by reducing our dependence on the coal industry in the country. Number two, have a very robust order book pipeline for the rail and metro and for the defense, so that from day one, when a financial year starts, we can start delivering.
In terms of order pipeline, can you average in railways and defense, which are the larger orders in the
Railway, we are looking at some track orders, some commuter rail orders. I cannot specify exactly currently, being at that stage. But next year already there is a tender by Mumbai Rail Vikas Corporation, so it should take at least 6 months for that order to be finalized, and that is a huge order. The number is between 35,000 to 40,000 crore, including the maintenance. And this year, what we expect, we will expect some of the orders like the self-propelled mine barrier, the trawl. These should be, completed this year. The order securing at least, but many of the defense orders will go to the next year also, like the gun towing vehicle. It will go to the next year. The LAMVI, the large light armored multipurpose vehicle, where we will field the equipment in the current financial year, maybe sometime in January, February. But the ordering will take place maybe 1.5 years after that. But we have a steady flow of high mobility vehicle platform orders. Already we have a very healthy order book pipeline of the HMVs, and we are expecting some more in this particular financial year. There will be some spillover also. So next year we will have a very healthy carry forward order book as far as the defense is also concerned. Then we have the You have seen Sarvatra Bidding system. We have completed that order. Now we are waiting for the next order to come. It will be a big order. It's a combat engineering item. Then we should have the Pinaka next regiment coming sometime next year. So that will be a big ticket order for BML as such.
So you are also bidding for NCAR. So the R will
AMCA, you see, it is at a very nascent stage. It's the RFI to shortlist the probable partners. Next stage will be the RFP. And the entire program is, the first phase is 15 years to come out with a proto. Our role in this is basically considering our core strength in the aero structures. That will be our main focus. Data patterns will be taking care of the avionics, and Bharat Forge, obviously, there they have expertise in hydraulics and other fabrication. So wherever it is needed, so all three of us complement each other, and we'll be accordingly coming out with it. It's such a huge program that generally, if you see, only two companies have participated on their own, which could. Every other company has participated in a consortium. Be it Bell with L&T, Adani with another company, be it with Bharat Forge and Data Patterns.
And they are expecting some of the emergency procurement orders. Have they been finished or are they still?
No, we have received the emergency procurement orders. We have started delivering. We are supposed to deliver by next year, June, July. We'll complete those orders.
Okay.
Because our S1 will be muted, so now we need to have annual guidance. We will have to drop around
30%.
So, are you confident? 30% growth will be a challenge. 20% should be achievable. So,
not 50 or
20% guidance. 20% guidance, I said, that is achievable. 20% should be there. FY26.
But then we that we have to grow
the Yeah. Third quarter, we should see an uptick in terms of the performance. And fourth quarter, as I said, since all the mining is coming out in the end, so it will emerge from the mining. It will emerge equitably. Defense has performed equitably till now, and defense will continue to do that. Rail also, a lot of things will go down to the last quarter. Yesterday's train unveiling, we could have done 2 months back had the supply chain supported us.
The mining is going to be a significant portion this year.
No, mining is not going to be a significant. You see, mining will be a significant portion, but it will not be 54%. That much I can tell you.
Then that 150 which expansion is on track.
It should be.
Can we expect the step up of growth in FY27? How large will we expect the growth for people in FY27?
I expect 20% year on year.
Can you give a little more color on the 1500 HP metal tank? In this journey, where are we and how big is that opportunity?
You see, this is a clean sheet design program. And currently, we have built three engines till now. First was a proto to see whether it can be cranked or not. Second and third engine are currently undergoing extensive tests for validation of the combustion cycle. Because it's a clean sheet design, the combustion cycle has to be validated. The balance four engines for the Gen 1, we will be manufacturing in the coming 2 months. And there is a durability test which is to be carried out, which will be done in our factory in Mysore, in our own test cell. We have built two new test cells for that. On the successful completion of these tests, depending on the outcome, we will then decide whether any change in the design is required or not. And then we will go for the Gen 2 engine manufacturing, which we can do in perhaps 1 year's time. We can manufacture the Gen 2 engines. But then final validation will take place only when the equipment is ready, that is the FRCV. Once it is ready, then it has to be fitted and then it has to undergo validation trials there. So it is still at least 5 years from now, these engines will get validated.
And one day, Bharat Sleeper Train, then
as in see, our delivery taken place. So we were
Oh.
expecting earlier and in October, November.
No, Vande Bharat Sleeper, October, we dispatched one train. It had to undergo oscillation trials, which it has completed successfully. Now it will go for a CCRS inspection. Once that is cleared, we are going to come out with another rake shortly. And then every month we are planning two trains. After the CCRS clearance, we expect every month two trains to be delivered.
That is the 26, 27 layer quantum.
No. Up to eight rake, we should be able to deliver in the current financial year, and two rakes will be a spillover, which will go to the next financial year.
What is the margin lever that we have seen is our heavy engineering is the highest margin, largest, best margin. Whereas metro and rail, typically some industry-wise, it's a low single-digit kind of a margin. When its contribution mix will change, so how do you measure your aspiration of increasing EBITDA margin? So,
Sir, the margin in metro and rail is not similar. Metro is, of course, single digit, but rail is higher, much better. Number two, our margins are in the high-end mining equipment. Defense also gives us decent margins, especially when we shift to these systems like the command post vehicle, self-propelled mine barrier, MMMM. These are better margins. Next, the biggest contributor to our margin is the sustenance. So that's why एक बार वो एसबी वाला साइड दिखाना, ऐसे एसबी वाला साइड,
ब्लैक टी
या इफ यू सी, वी हैव आल्सो फॉर्म्ड अ सेपरेट सस्टेनेंस रेल एंड मेट्रो ग्रुप. Plus, we have separated the sustenance of mining and defense. Earlier, it was together. Now, there is a huge requirement in defense, which is coming up for the sustenance of the high mobility vehicle fleet, 9,400 plus, out of which 50% is non-euro to euro conversion. That's a huge chunk of business. Number two is the armored recovery vehicle overhauling. So these two will form a major chunk of the sustenance revenue of the defense group. Sustenance mining, it contributes almost 50% of the total mining vertical contribution. So these two, plus the rail sustenance group, these three will drive primarily the margins. Apart from the commuter rail orders, defense, strategic systems, and third is the high-end mining equipment.
the English side, the high speed rail, there are very impressive prototype engineering.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. We are in the design phase. So whenever there's a clean sheet design, the more time we spend on planning and design, it is always better.
Much metro car we have currently on the How much we expect to execute in 2026?
Total order book, if in absolute numbers, is around 1400, 1500 coaches currently. In the coming 2 years, the overall ticket size for metro projects is 2500 cars. If we can expect 50%, with a 50% probability of getting those orders, plus we can expect some more orders in high speed, then LHB coaches, further orders, some track machine orders. And of course, the MRVC. If MRVC we are able to get, so that itself will be 2,856 cars.
MRVC also the execution start after 2 years of
Execution will start up to 2 years. Every rail or metro project execution, the bulk production starts after 2 years, because first 2 years is generally for the proto development, the design proving, and then the bulk execution starts. So MRVC is after 2 years, it is spread over 5 years, the total supplies.
I was asking about the production and how much our production will happen in 2026 and 2027 in terms of, because we are expecting some increase in capacity also, CapEx also in this.
CapEx, you see, our existing capacity Average is around 200 cars per year, but our new facility in Bangalore should be operational in another month's time from now. So, but the real impact will come in the next year. So this year, so next year we hope that we'll be able to do maybe 30% of our existing order book in the rail and metro next year itself. And once the Bhopal plant becomes operational, which is another 2 years from now, we should be in a position to enhance our capacity to say 600, 800 cars, depends on how it goes. And 27, 28, we'll be expected to roll out at least 600 coaches. The three major metro projects will hit its peak in 27, 28, right, sir? 27, 28.
27, 28.
Yes, and 28, 29. So the Mumbai, Chennai, and Bangalore, the three existing projects, it will hit the peak during those 2 years.
Talk about this final of the Indian critical agreements.
Pardon?
The defense side, some supply chain issues with the agreements. What are the current challenges? What is it?
Current
How is the
challenges?
balance of
No. You see the challenges, why they happened. When we started the process of indigenizing, the ecosystem took some time to stabilize in terms of capacity, in terms of quality. So some of the critical aggregates, they have reached a stage where it has, I would say, 90% stabilized. Some of the critical aggregates, it will take another 1 or 2 months to stabilize. To be precise, steel casting. Steel casting is an area which is of concern to us because all our axles, engine crankshaft, most of the engine crankshaft, normally engine crankshaft is forged, but we have very special type of engines we manufacture, which uses a steel cast crankshafts. So these are the challenges which we are trying to overcome by going for multiple vendors. We are aiming at having at least, five vendors for these critical items. And in some cases, we have already developed three. Some cases, we are in the process of developing a few more. So the ideal number should be 4 to 5 vendors if we have for each of these critical aggregates. Now, the steel cast is the basic material which is required. It has to be followed by machining. So we need very good vendors for that.
when do you think you can get this problem solved up?
I think another 2 months' time it should be over.
We should see the benefit of all that by 2027. The cost
Yeah.
as well as cost margin.
No, here, you see, as soon as we indigenized, the cost came down, right? We got the cost advantage, but we could not get the quantity and quality advantage till now. So that is coming to a stabilization stage. And in the next 1 or 2 months, it will be better. Had it stabilized, our second quarter result, we would have at least a 10% growth. I'll be very, very specific. We could have grown by 10% in the second quarter itself. But it is unfortunate. There were failures in the steel casting to the extent of 40% rejections were there.
Is that the reason why you're saying Q3, Q4 will be very good because now your problem is solved and therefore the
Almost.
maturity of this growth?
Yes.
Definitely.
You see, it has taken us 2 years. Since 2023, we are trying to stabilize these critical component supply chains. Right? Another is the forging. Now, for the rail, basically, forging is another challenge. We all know it's in the public domain. For so many metro projects, for so many commuter rail projects. So that is a challenge we are working on. There are others also who are working on it.
Yes, within our railway and our metro, is that currently possible to anything combination or it's a very low in services?
No, it's not a low contributing group. It's contributing meaningfully, especially since all the metro projects now have a mandatory 15-year maintenance contract. Even the commuter rail, The MRVC, it will have a 35-year maintenance. Even the high-speed train in future, it will have a 15-year maintenance. So this will contribute very significantly. And a stage will come maybe in 2 years' time when we have to separate the rail and metro systems to have more focus. Second is, we will not only focus on this SBU will not only focus on the BML supplied equipment, they will also focus on the equipment supplied by other OEMs.
When it comes to working capital, it's not all that you want to reduce in every aspect of periods. But when it's business just starting to grow with a lot of other projects coming through, how do you think the working capital will be under control? Because obviously, there could be delays which are also in and be done. Then does it mean that the 130 days also do not control and we get postponed? Is that how we should do it? Your business is going to be very strong. You're not seeing substantial reduction in working capital thus far, so hence this.
So the working capital has got two components, basically main components, inventory and debtor, right? So our aim is to reduce the inventory by at least 15 to 20%, right? And normally what happens is, till now the working capital, the inventory will look more. But we have the inventory for Vande Bharat Sleeper with us. We have the inventory with us for the Bangalore Metro. So when we start delivering the train, the inventory will automatically go down. Mining, we have built a lot of machines. We know what order is going to come, where we have sure shot orders. We are the market leaders in the bulldozers, right, in the excavators, in the dump trucks. So we are ready with the equipment. It is in FGI and various stages of manufacture. So as soon as the mining orders start coming and we start delivering, automatically the inventory goes down. Our director of finance can throw further light on this.
Yes, mainly at WAPC, value-wise, it may increase, but percentage-wise, the number of days you will see once production will increase. So, more or less, it will stabilize to not 90, somewhere to.
So now that FY27, we are looking at strong growth in imports. Do you say that the zero will come down because there's milestone payment and therefore your execution will come and then payments will come? Is that a fair assumption that should drive your receivables down, or there's something else that you don't know that will drive
No,
receivables
in
down?
metro, yes, milestone-wise payment will be there. So receivable accordingly will reduce. In similar way, now as your sale will increase, right? So whatever production we are doing now or the next year, so it will convert into
So
turnover. And then,
does it have a compensation there for
yes.
resuming same in terms of number of days, or does it
Number
reduce?
of days slightly here and there because top line will also increase.
Right.
And to that extent, inventory has to increase the future or the next quarter. So more or less the same or slightly lower than the existing one. Number of days wise. Absolute value will be more.
Debtor, I don't see the debtors coming down drastically.
And what
You
will
see,
be the debtor inventory of Vande Bharat plus Vande Bharat according to the inventory size, work in progress?
Around 3
everything is work in progress,
around
except two trains.
300
But there has to be a trade-off, right? There has to be a trade-off between the top line, bottom line, and the inventory. The projects that we are eyeing for, they are not fast turnaround time. They are long gestation period. So here we will have to, there are several long lead items, right? Some of the items have a 12-month delivery cycle also. So until and unless we take action in advance, it cannot be JIT. So obviously the inventory will be on the higher side. But as a percentage of the revenue, definitely it will go down. Our focus is on reducing the inventory, which is the old inventory, right? 5 years and more. That is what is of concern to us. So we are working on that. Otherwise, if you see, majority of the inventory if you do an age-wise analysis, more than 80% of the inventory is the 23, 24, 24, 25, 25, 26.
Mm.
These 3 years, it accounts for more than 85% of them.
That will get done by...
Obviously. And at the same time, it will get recouped to some extent because we start procuring for the train that we have to supply in the next financial year, right? So a 20% reduction is a very fair assessment.
You also highlighted about the contract issues and the co-signing with respect to last year, basically, we were up 10 to 15% because of the structure. Is there any talk of
no, you see,
the issue?
No, you see.
That is also particular thing.
There are two things here. One is, you know, now all the metro tenders, they are coming with PVC. So that is not exactly working capital. That is our profitability, right? Second is, you know, in a metro tender, for example, after the train is supplied, it has to be commissioned. And after the commissioning, then nowadays we have this grid of automation for the, so the UTO commissioning. So there is a lot of interface between the signaling, DML, my TCMS supplier, and of course the end user.
Thanks.
Brakes. So all put together, there's a lot of interdependence. And many times, for reasons not attributable to us, it gets delayed. In some of the cases, we have seen the depot has got delayed by 2 years, 3 years. We have supplied the train. The train could not be commissioned for 2 years. So these are the uncertainties.
Any of the orders like PHP which are short term in terms of execution, any type of orders which are in
LHB, we are already executing 600 coaches.
In LHB? 600
coaches. 600 coaches. Already we are executing currently.
Yeah, we started with
it. It's an export.
The first two proto are ready, car body shell are ready, inspected, cleared. They have now started the furnishing to build the mock-up.
This month, we will be ready with the products.
Will we be expecting some of the exports or also some of the...
Yes. We expect to have some export orders for the metro rolling stock to start.
Is this also a large economic orders or it's
not? No, it will be a decent order. It will be a decent order, more than $50 million. Not very small, not very large. At least it will be a beginning, you know. It will open up the pipeline for more export orders.
Putting this mining equipment and heavy equipment, where are we in this journey? So when do we really see that something can be fructified?
Currently, there are very good opportunities for us in the GCC, in the Middle East, in the erstwhile CIS region. These are the three areas we are focusing on currently. And in the next 2 to 3 months, we should get some good results from these three areas. Erstwhile CIS, I said.
We have sent multiple MOUs and this with HD Korea and other ones. Do you expect anything larger in the enemy of this MOUs which you have sent?
I just mentioned that the purpose of the MOUs were to diversify into the maritime crane manufacturing.
This you have said it's fine.
Maritime
crane.
At least 2 years from now. At least 2 years.
There is hope that we will be able to open it soon.
Pardon?
The MOU that we did with Emma Secretary. Is it also opening up and there is one opportunity for...
We are first focusing on the domestic market. First, let us establish ourselves in the domestic market, in the surface miner. Then only we should look for exporting. Like the HEMM, what we are currently exporting, we are well established. The rail coaches, the metro coaches, we are well established. So, as a policy, first we get established in the domestic market, then only we should export.
Given the propulsion was again the propulsion is part of the fusion project. So what do you think is the R&D that you have to do for ship related, maritime related that you manage to do?
Your question on propulsion is on the maritime ship related or the metro? Marine engines, they are generally of two types. One is the normal internal combustion engine, which are marinized, of course. And second is the gas turbine driven engines. So large engines, basically the propulsion engines, they are gas turbine based. We do not intend to enter into the gas turbine based. We intend to work on, you know, the internal combustion engine. Normally with the IC engine, 6 megawatt up to 10 megawatt engine can be built. So we are looking at, you know, the patrol boats, right, which are high-speed engines, high-speed, low-capacity engines. That is one. Number two, two-stroke, four-stroke, there are basically two types, two-stroke and four-stroke. Four-stroke as the bulk, I mean, the smaller engines are normally four-stroke. The bigger engines are two-stroke. So we would like to go for the four-stroke engines rather than the two-stroke. Two-stroke, it is more complicated and it is the numbers are also less, right? Third is basically when we decided to partner with the Koreans, we are also looking at some marine engine options, which they have already done, right? Some compact marine engines. So that is another segment we would like to get into. Maybe compact marine engines, which can drive smaller vehicles other than a patrol boat, correct? Or some commercial ship liners. So these three things we are aiming at in the propulsion segment for the, I would rather call it the power pack segment.
When do you start to incur R&D interest for these things?
Until and unless we have decided on a partner, we will not put any capex or R&D expenditure on this. So as soon as we are able to zero in on a partner, we will then decide how much capex, how much R&D to put into it.
So, right now, do the research?
It can happen in 6 months also. It can happen in 2 years also. Overall capex should be this year around 250, 300, 300 crores expenditure, I would say. Capex plan is quite high, but that is how much we will be able to spend, because mostly it, first phase is always a civil works, so which takes time.
And next year,
next year we should be say around 25% more than that.
Can we have the last one more question?
So on the employee cost next 2-3 years, how will say pan out as a percent figure of
the? It should be flat.
So, and but cost will be flat or is it percentage?
The percentage will be flat. Absolute terms, it will be more. It will increase.
The margins level, the this 14%
should happen. Should happen. Can't speculate as of now, but we will try to maintain 150 BPS.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.